So after Sunday school, Pastor Ed was walking to the gathering space and he saw Barabbas sitting there with a sad look on his face. "Barabbas, why do you look so sad?" asked Pastor Ed. Barabbas turned to him and said, "Well, Pastor Ed, I was mean to someone at school on Friday, and I feel really bad." Pastor Ed said, "Do you want to tell me about it?" Barabbas said, "Yeah, I was at a recess the other day, and a boy in my class made fun of my scar in front of everyone." So you remember that Barabbas has a scar. He was in a car accident as a young boy. "So I pushed him down. Teacher came out and made me apologize and made me stay after school." Pastor Ed said, "Well, how does that make you feel?" "Well," Barabbas said, "I knew it wasn't nice, but I couldn't help myself. I know it's not how God would want me to act, and I don't know how he could ever forgive me." "Hmm," said Pastor Ed, "you're right. That is not how God would want you to act. But you remember 2 months ago we celebrated Good Friday and Easter, right?" "Yes," said Barabbas. "So Pastor Ed told Barabbas, part of today's gospel lesson is from John 3:16, and I see you actually have the shirt." And Barabbas said, "Yeah, I first saw it when I was at a football game, and every time they kicked a PAT or field goal, somebody held up a sign. I think it's when the Steelers lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars." So John 3:16, it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but may have eternal life." So Pastor Ed looked at Barabbas and said, "Barabbas, do you know what the words mean and how really important they are?" "Well, kind of," said Barabbas. So Pastor Ed said, "Well, let's break it down. First, for God so loved the world." Do you believe that? That God really does love the world? The whole world. The good, bad, rich, poor, young, old, sick, healthy, angry, and joyful. God loves us all. He loves those who love him, and he loves those who hate him. Even those that make fun of other people, and boys who push those down and make fun of them. Do you know why that's so important? It means you don't have to earn God's love. He already loves you, and there's absolutely nothing you could do that would change his love. Barabbas said, "Phew, that makes me feel a lot better. It's so nice to know that God will still love us, even when we do mess up." Pastor Ed said, "That's right. So let's look at the next section, that he gave his only son." If you ever think that maybe God doesn't love you, just think about this part. God loved you so much that he gave up his own son for you. He knew he needed a perfect sacrifice, and he knew his son Jesus was the only one that could be that sacrifice. And why do we need that sacrifice? That's in our next section. "So that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but may have eternal life." Barabbas said, "So I'm going to live forever?" "Well, with that perfect sacrifice, we can live forever with God," said Pastor Ed. "And that's God's biggest wish. He wants nothing more than for you to live with him in heaven." He went on, "Do you remember what the pastor does when they baptize a baby?" Barabbas thought a second and said, "Well, yes, they pour water over their head, the baby cries, pastor makes a sign of the cross on their forehead, and then give mommy or daddy a candle." "That's right," said Pastor Ed. "Baptism welcomes us into the family of God, and when you were baptized and the sign of the cross was put on your forehead with oil, you were marked with that cross of Christ forever." So Barabbas, that mark overshadows any scar that you may have and is what reminds us that we are one with God forever. God loves you so much that he's willing to send his son, Jesus, as your sacrifice so you can be forgiven and live in heaven with him. So Pastor Ed finished up, how do we get there? That's in the verse 2. All we have to do is believe in God. We don't have to be perfect or grown up or super smart. We just have to believe in God, put our faith and trust in him, and love him in return. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for loving us even when we do not act as we should. Thank you for Jesus and sacrificing him so that we may live with you in heaven. Amen.